This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we've got plenty of DVD Blu-ray disc of Miracles from Heaven to give away. And if you would like a copy, by all means, all you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Include your address. Just say, hey, Martinez, make sure I'm in the running. I want to be in the hoppa so that maybe I could win one of those DVDs and Blu-ray discs, and we'd be happy to send it your way. All you got to do, send me, just a real quick line, quick email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's how you connect with me. And if you have any other comments, doesn't matter, good, bad, indifferent, always love to hear from you. Well, Eric Trump is bringing some reason to this whole debate. I mean, can you believe, Scott, that this thing has been so over-exercised regarding Donald Trump's comments? I thought, initially they were fairly benign, but boy, I'll tell you, the mainstream media has just gone absolutely wiggy over what Donald Trump, had to say about the fallen soldier that whose father gave him some, gave him some acknowledgement. And even Donald Trump said that, he was a hero. But Mr. Khan has gone full-on nuclear with a little bit of help from the media. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but the time differential, Pat Smith, whose story, I thought it should have gotten a whole lot more coverage. And maybe cumulatively over the months, she has gotten, a fair amount of time. But in recent time, you're talking here, Mr. Khan's got, 55 minutes, something like that, and Pat Smith, like 70 seconds. Here you got two hero sons, and because one happens to involve Muslim refugees and anything that can smack of that, they take the ball and run with this and just over-exercise it. But here's what Eric Trump had to say about his father.
Can I ask you something, going back to your father's support of veterans, as you note? We now have families of 23 fallen soldiers, Gold Star families, who have written a letter specifically to your father, and it says this: when you question a mother's pain by implying that her religion, not her grief, kept her from addressing an arena of people, you are attacking us. When you say your job buildings is akin to our sacrifice, you are attacking our sacrifice. You are not just attacking us, you are cheapening the sacrifice made by those we lost. They want an apology. Would your father be willing to apologize and move on?
I think that's a great question for him, and I think he has by calling them a hero. In terms of the one question, whether you've made a sacrifice, I think my father has. Now, that's certainly not the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice is a soldier dying for this nation and dying to protect the three of us. There's no question about it.
Is it difficult for him to apologize, Eric, on anything? You know him better than anybody.
My father's a fighter. My father's a fighter, and I think this country needs a fighter. And I think he was attacked the other day, and he was attacked viciously. And by the way, that's politics. You're going to get attacked.
Well, it kind of lays it out. you get attacked, and I think that's the mindset of Donald Trump, and it's driving the media nuts. Well, actually, it's not driving them nuts. They're happy to deal with it because, Scott, this gives them place. I mean, they can jump all over this and pigpile on it because it fits their, fits their narrative. And anything right now, I mean, it's gone from some politicos saying anybody but Trump. Now the media has made it real obvious that there is no way they're going to back Trump whatsoever, right?
I was going to say there's a lot of people jumping on it, too. Pretty much every station you turn to is talking about it. There's even CNN even had a report on how he eats Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Because he was eating with a fork and a knife. And it's just ridiculous. Some of it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't reprieve the footage of him eating pizza, with Sarah Palin in New York, during that presidential run.
I found out Mike Pence eats at Applebee's in New York when he goes there, yeah. And apparently that's something horrible.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, it doesn't fit, you know, their hoi polloi narrative. But again, this is where the people need to be. We, the people, need to be mindful of what's, you know, what's being reported here. And let's continue to pursue the truth, huh? How about it? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, America says that's a big problem. 7 out of 10, you know, America not being on track. Well, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to continue to go along, to get along, and have business as usual here? Are we going to continue to buy into what the mainstream media would want to dictate and want us to believe? Well, that is the challenge, and this is why this show is so important and so different, because we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. And to help us to that end right now is Jeff Lord. Jeffrey is a CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff Lord, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hello there, Bill. How are we?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm in Alohaville. I'm way, way across country here. I'm in Hawaii, so things can't be too bad. We're here expecting our ninth grandchild, our daughter's first here in Oahu. So we're all excited with, you know, the anticipation.
Well, get the birth certificate. He's born in Hawaii, you know, and just in case he runs for president.
I have a comment there, and I really have to bite my tongue on that, because I got to tell you, and off the record, I have made comments to that end that my grandson will have something that other people wish they had, and you know what I'm talking about, but I don't want to go there. It just, you know, we don't want to point out the obvious for whatever reason, Jeff, and I don't know. I keep saying maybe after he's out of office, maybe we'll get the answers and then people go, well, I already knew that. I knew he sealed his information about his schooling and his education for a reason. You know, he was the one that presented the, you know, you say the birth certificate. It wasn't anybody else. It wasn't somebody with a tinfoil hat that came up with the birth certificate. It was him, right? I mean, he presented
it. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So all of a sudden we're bad people because, we go, well, you know, it's kind of a funky birth certificate, man. You can kind of move this thing around and.
You know. I have to tell you a piece of history here. I keep getting asked about this on CNN, and they say, oh, this is racist and everything. And I say, well, how do you explain Chester Alan Arthur? And their faces go blank. And I said, yes, that's right. Chester Alan Arthur, who ran for vice president in 1880 and was shortly thereafter president after the assassination of James Garfield, was said by Democrats of the day to have been born in Canada, not in Vermont, as he claimed. And this followed him all the way to the White House, and somebody put out a pamphlet or a book saying that Queen Victoria's subject was in the White House and all of this. Yeah. So we have been there and done this over 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, clearly, and this is one thing that Donald Trump has done, among many other things, Jeff, is that he has exposed the mainstream media. He has. I mean, if nothing else, if we the people cannot see the prejudice of the media and how they have violated their mandate to provide objective reporting on behalf of the people, they're just not doing their job. I mean, somehow their mission and objective has changed. They now have become the operative, public relations arm for the DNC.
Yeah, well, that certainly is the feeling. And I can tell you at CNN, that's one of the reasons for my presence. They have gone out of their way to bring me in and bring a number of other conservatives in because they are sensitive. Jeff Zucker, who is the president of CNN, is sensitive to exactly that criticism. And it's his mission in life to rebuild CNN. And so he has gone out of his way to make sure that there are conservatives on board.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, Jeff, at certain times, I can appreciate CNN's reporting. When it comes to some news reporting, when they get into the news reporting, I like what they do. But right now, I mean, everybody's out of the closet now.
That's right. What I think happened, Bill, is the advent of Rush Limbaugh and talk radio in general after that, and Fox News basically stripped the mask off a lot of media institutions that tried to portray themselves as objective when, in fact, they were, as I think Newt Gingrich said the other day, the offensive line for the Democratic Party and liberals.
Yeah.
Right. And I think so now people are out there and they're very, very aware of it.
Mm. Well, and that's the thing with this is that, we the people need to be more aware of what we're listening to. And the sad part of this, Jeff, is whenever you have a plus, you have a minus. So on the antithetical, the other end of the spectrum, you've got Fox. And Fox loses its sense of objectivity. I mean, it's almost like, well, we got to balance out what CNN's doing instead of just trying to present the facts as best they can. And as a result, people see them, interestingly enough, more prejudiced than CNN, MSNBC, and NBC, and CBS, and ABC. I mean, it's kind of comical in some of the circles I travel, people's perspective of who has more objectivity, if it's Fox or the other networks that I just mentioned.
Right, right. There is all of that with this kind of thing. And interestingly, Fox has been getting criticism from conservatives that they're parting from their conservative, what is perceived to be their conservative mission.
Yes.
And catching flack that they have become, like Bushized and all of this sort of stuff, and they're not conservatives and all this. I mean, that certainly doesn't apply to my friend Sean Hannity, and there are a few others there, but I get stuff all the time from conservatives who are frustrated, feeling that it's sort of departed here on this. In fairness to them, I've written a column recently for Newsbusters talking about when media companies go through transitions, because as you well know, mortality, is there for everyone, including the creators of Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when you think of the current sort of media lay of the land, CNN was created by Ted Turner, Time Magazine by Henry Luce in the 1920s, and Warner by the Warner Brothers, the film studio, sons of Polish immigrants. And all of those dreams that they had have now been long since passed under the hands of managers. And that is ever thus with this. And this is Fox's moment for that. Mm-hmm. Roger Ailes is gone, and Rupert Murdoch is 85 years old, and this is in the process of being handed over ever after to managers, and that becomes the challenge. Are the managers up to the task? And frankly, we're not going to know for quite a while.
Well, I think it's always a problem when you have managers, because now you start, the theory of how you created a camel. You get too many people, there needs to be somebody with a vision,
right.
And that's what made Roger Ailes so effective. Is one person always gets the vision. I always see. It's not given over several people and parts of to administrate, yes, but not the main vision. And will they have somebody with that vision that's going to take the ball that has
exactly.
already been out there, right?
That is always the challenge. Always the challenge.
Yeah. Exactly.
Media companies. I mean, eventually Henry Ford died, right? And
yes,
company
exactly.
Had to be passed on to others. That is always the way it works. So
yeah, in Los Angeles, we see it with the Lakers, with what happened with the Buss family. You know, and so, yeah, time and time again, historically, you're exactly right, Jeff Lord. We've got more from Jeff Lord, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. The battle is on. Are you ready to rumble, ladies and gentlemen? Ready or not, here it comes. Trump versus Clinton, and more from Jeff Lord right after this. Stay with us.
How long were you a slave?
Oh, yes.
What is your name?
Benner.
On August 19th, my family was betrayed
by my own brother.
On the road to revenge,
I won't let him go unpunished.
One man was shown the path.
There is a way.
Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
People would follow you. I would follow you.
You should have killed me. I will.
Go! Go! We brother!
Ben-Hur. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola color pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Well, it's only because of you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the power of the people, and trust me, it still exists, but if the people don't want to exercise it, then it's not realized. And if there was ever a time where the power of the people need to be evident, It is now, because enough is enough. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeffrey Lord is with us, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, a former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff, I got to tell you, I think the president is a bit thankful for all this controversy over Donald Trump. And he can only hope that he might continue to run interference over this latest news announcement that Tehran received $400 million in foreign cash by way of the United States that ran coincidental with the release of four of our hostages. What do you say about that?
You know, Bill, you are talking to somebody who worked in the Reagan White House during the Iran-Contra scandal. And I can only tell you, the media uproar that went on when it was discovered that there was a trade of arms for hostages, which Reagan didn't think initially that he did, and then it turned out that it had been done, and he had to come to the nation and apologize and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, there was a massive joint Senate-House congressional hearing. You know, Oliver North was faced with prosecution. Right. I mean, it was quite the scandal of the day. So if this is true, I am looking forward to a replay.
Do you think there'd be a replay? I mean, the Dems have been a minority status. I mean, except they have the White House, I mean, and the bully pulpit, as you know, but
I think Republicans should be Johnny on the spot I mean, they control both House and Senate. They should be putting together an investigation on the spot.
Well, you know, their investigations so far, whether, you know, it's Benghazi, IRS, they have fallen, you know, rather short here. And you got to hand it to the Democrats. I mean, they are the Teflon party. And, you know, you have their hands caught in the cookie jar. You've got, you know, Hillary insisting that she did not compromise national security. James Comey goes, oh, but you did. And she says, oh, but he didn't say that.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, I do think Republicans need to get their act together on this sort of thing. But, you know, one of the interesting things, a colleague of mine at the American Spectator put this blog up, a little blog post linking to a guy who was an official at Andrews Air Force Base when the he was the master of ceremonies and the officer who it was his job to walk in front of the transfer cases bearing the bodies of the Benghazi victims there as they were, you know, came back with the president and secretary of state and everybody standing there. And he says, and I'm quoting him directly, and yes, Secretary Clinton did tell these families that the massacre in Benghazi was instigated by an obscure YouTube video.
Right.
The grief of these families was palpable, grief compounded by the lies, deceptions, and political expediency that continued long after the ceremony ended, quote unquote. That is pretty amazing, because she was just on television telling Chris Wallace that Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, who was killed over there, was wrong and mistaken, and that she never said it. And here is somebody who was an Army officer who was standing right there and heard the same thing.
Right. Well, but that's what she knows. I mean, she's been able to get away with this. This has been the model from, you know, ever since she entered into public office. And I mean, she was the one that gave us plausible deniability, right? I mean, that's her word.
That's right.
Her term. And that's what they've been able to do. And they just keep on, you know, and they wear people out, because you're not going to get the truth. She's not going to fess up and go, yeah, I lied. Yeah, you know, I was trying to keep the information away from the media. I mean, really? You think she's going to say that? You're delusional. It ain't going to happen. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you totally. But, I mean, this is where the media plays a role here. And
yeah, they're not doing their job. They don't want to. I mean, but if it was a Republican, Jeff, you know,
the talk radio media, it's Fox, it's Hannity, it's those folks, and frankly, the internet. You know, I mean, that's another weapon here in all of this sort of stuff to hold people's feet to the fire.
Exactly. Well, what do you make of the president, you know, interjecting himself in this campaign? Like, I don't know of another president that has been so blatantly obvious and manipulative as this president has been, and the things that he's had to say about Donald Trump. Does that bother you, or is it just me?
No, it doesn't bother me. Frankly, I think, you know, when the president stands there and says that Donald Trump is unfit for office, and says he doesn't have the experience and he doesn't have this, I mean, I'm thinking, is this an apology that frankly, Senator McCain should have been elected rather than he, because Senator McCain certainly was more qualified than Barack Obama. I think just politically speaking, something like that winds up helping Donald Trump. I mean, we're in the trouble we're in, both economically and militarily and all of this, because of Barack Obama's inept decisions. I think that all this does is underscore the point here that if that's what constitutes being fit for the office, then thanks, but no thanks.
Well, I know there's a lot of advice out there to Donald Trump, and one thing that we hear over and over again is that he needs to keep his eye on the ball. I mean, he seems to just self-inflict, you know, wounds to himself, and he gets himself off message. And to your point, you know, the president is basically saying, "Hey, look at this. These are our policies, and Hillary included in that." And that's what Donald Trump, I believe, needs to focus on, is remind people at every turn.
Well, you know, let me just say something in defense of him. He was here in Harrisburg the other night. I saw him. I spoke to him in person myself, and then was sitting right there while he gave his speech. He never once spoke about the cons, not a word. And yet, this is all the rage still in the media.
Right.
He talked about the economy. He talked about foreign policy. He talked about trade. Those were the things he talked about. And furthermore, I might add, you know, because I'm recognized and he called me out and everything, and I had to stand up and, you know, wave to the folks there and several thousand people. And I might add, it was about 4,000 to 5,000 people inside and another 5,000 outside who couldn't get in. And Hillary was here the other day and drew a crowd of 800.
Right.
Which I find interesting. But in my talking to these people before and after the rally, they never mentioned the cons. They're talking about jobs, health care, the economy, you know, those kind of things. So I think that this is important to bear in mind that he himself, at least on this one occasion, never said a word. And yet when I came home and turned on the television, there was all this stuff about the cons still. And I thought, well, you know,
well, this
here
all
we
points-
go again.
Yeah, Jeff, this all points to what Donald Trump is saying, and that is that the contest is rigged, as evidenced with the DNC, the emails. It cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her chairmanship, and of course she was able to land a job immediately, which I thought was quite interesting that Hillary would do that. So it only sends that clear-cut message and just reinforces the idea that she can't be trusted and her credibility is compromised. Because Hillary, you know, ran cover for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She, you know, let her take a bullet for the team, but you know, she picked her up pretty quick. But all this stuff just adds, you know, credence and you know, flame to the fire that this system is rigged. And you know, with the media all in, I think what AP did to Bernie Sanders leading into the California primary, that Tuesday primary, in coming up with these, you know, supposed numbers that Hillary had already locked up that somehow they miscounted. I mean,
right. They
prejudiced that whole primary, and it just kind of like just came and went, and nobody cared, you know?
Well, you know, I will say this. I was at the Democratic convention as well as the Republican convention, and I don't think I had gone into that convention arena more than a minute when I was stopped by somebody who recognized me, a delegate from Indiana who was a Bernie supporter. And I can only tell you, this woman was hopping mad at Hillary and the Democratic establishment, and said that it would be a cold day in hell before she ever voted for Hillary Clinton. I mean, she was really exercised, and I think there are people like that out there.
Yeah, well, as we say, time will tell, and the battle will continue between the Trumps and Clintons. We got, 90-some days left. Jeffrey Lord on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff.
Is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full-covered supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rocks and what is more with you. There can never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez Live.
I tell you, we especially love Hawaii these days, overlooking Diamond Head, Waikiki Beach. It's fun for all of us as we wait in expectation for our ninth grandchild, our daughter's first grandson, being born here in Oahu. And we are all excited and waiting expectantly. Israel Ortega is with us, a writer for the conservative political news site, Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including, but not limited to, immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. Izzy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey,
well.
Interesting here. The Democrats tell you verbally, I mean, they got this game down. I mean, you know, don't watch what's happening on the other hand and just watch my lips. I'll give you all the rhetoric that you need to hear and forget about history. Forget about what your lying eyes may be telling you. We're going to tell you that we are the party of opportunity because historically we have been the party of opportunity. Well, and you go, historically, I look back and what I see is the Democratic Party choking off anything that looks like opportunity. So where is the disconnect here?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I think, you know, for Democrats, opportunity always hinges on more government, greater government. But, you know, as we saw last week, you know, when a lot of the speakers were talking, telling their stories, particularly Elizabeth Warren, I mean, she was talking about how her family worked hard, you know, her brother served in the army. There really wasn't any mention of government, you know, in terms of how she got there, how she, you know, she got to Harvard and how she was eventually successful. I think that's the point I think Democrats don't want to admit, that to, you know, to actually take advantage of the opportunities that we have in this country, it does require personal sacrifice. It does require hard work. It's not just going to be, you know, put on your lap. And I think that's what they're peddling right now. That's what Hillary Clinton is peddling as she's campaigning. But that just does not square with what we know about this country and about how people from all walks of life have come here with very little and accomplished much. It does require work, and I think that's important to point out.
Well, what Hillary brought with her book, It Takes a Village, it was, you know, could have been easily written by Saul Alinsky. It's like part two of his Rules for Radicals. And, you know, people need to understand, yes, we all play a part, and there's all, you know, it's all important, the roles that we play. And I think that's the opportunity that we have in life, is to find what is the role that you are to play in life. And that's without being hamstrung by the government to dictate to you to say, Israel Ortega, we see you doing this. Well, it doesn't rhyme with your reason. It's not consistent with the way you've been designed. But because they're the government, they're going to tell you what to do. Now, how does that present any kind of opportunity, but it chokes off the very essence and DNA of who you are?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that's a great summary, and I think that's what's missing. And I think, you know, for a lot of folks who are trying to make up their minds, you know, this election, I think we've got a clear contrast, I think, in terms of you know, the type of America I think that we want to live in. And I think, you know, we've seen the last 8 years, President Obama has you know, essentially put forward more bigger government ideas. And we're seeing the effects of it. You know, I think one great example is Obamacare. You know, despite the promises by the president that it was going to lower premiums, that we're going to have access to greater health care options, we're actually seeing the opposite. You know, we're seeing big insurance companies leave the marketplace. We're seeing people pay more for premiums, and that adds up. You know, I think people who are well off, like Hillary Clinton and others, they're not going to really feel the increase in insurance premium. But if you're a single mom, if you're a working class family, you're going to see that impact, you know, of having to pay more every month for health insurance premiums. And I think that's the effects and the consequences when we put too much of our faith in government.
Well, you know, and it would seem that this party particularly has really built themselves on class warfare. They love the idea that America is hyphenated, that we're all bifurcated, because even though they will say on one side the United States of America, they really don't mean that. I mean, they don't mean it the way the founders meant it.
Right, right, right. Oh, absolutely. And I think for progressives to advance their agenda, they do need the country to be fractured, and they need identity politics to shine, because I mean that's how they're going to sell their agenda. I mean, a lot of this is victimization. A lot of it comes down to you know, the reason why you're hurting is because of racism. The reason why you're hurting is because, you know, the government hasn't given you what you are entitled to. I mean, that's the philosophy, you know, by progressives. And so for that to work, you have to feed that narrative. And again, it doesn't square with what we know in our country's history. A lot of folks here came with very little, accomplished great things, became successful, wealthy. And so I think that's the contrast I think we see with what progressives are selling and what we know. If you look at our history of this country, of what has actually happened.
Israel, help me see this and get my brain around this, because it seems like the black movement, Black Lives Matter, they want to, you know, somehow be able to, you know, bring in Hispanics, Latinos into their argument. But it doesn't seem to be sticking. And everywhere I turn, you know, blacks want to somehow assimilate Hispanics into their argument. And Hispanics could care less. They're not buying, at least what I'm seeing. Am I seeing this correct?
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that Latinos have been have not jumped on that, on the Black Lives Movement matter, probably as much as progressives would have liked. And I think it just goes to show you that the Black Lives Movement really hasn't figured out a good way to sell what they're selling beyond the Black community. So I think for Latinos, I think what they're recognizing is that look, we just want to work hard. We want to get ahead here in this country. A lot of Latinos are either first generation immigrants or newly arrived immigrants. You know, they're not really interested a whole lot in the political process and getting into this fray. I think that's frustrated the Black Lives Movement matter. A lot of progressives that would wish that this would grow beyond for the Black community. So yeah, I think you're right. We'll see. They're gonna progressives want to push this, like as I was pointing out just a second ago. They want to continue pushing this narrative that you're hurting because of racism. And so not for a second do I doubt that they're not going to continue working harder at selling this, because again, it's important for them to do this, because that's how they can advance their agenda.
Well, they've been given a lot of place. I mean, they've been invited to the White House several times. I mean, the whole Black Lives Matter has been authenticated by the president himself. Boy, I mean, that comes with a lot of influence. And I'm just going, okay, when is it that, some Latinos decide, okay, well, look at, they're there in the front door, staying overnight at the Lincoln bedroom. Let's bring a group of mariachis over, and why not us,
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And the president and others will continue validating and legitimizing a lot of what the Black Lives Movement represents. Because again, it's important for them to do that. And the more that this grows, the better the progressives will be in terms of, again, advocating and advancing their agenda. But, at the end of the day, I look at polls, that say, when you talk to Latinos, top issue is jobs and the economy. And I think that's the focus for a lot of Hispanic Latinos. It's not necessarily other issues that other folks may want to, that may wish that Latinos would elevate and would latch onto.
And probably in the greater number of Blacks, the same thing, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, look, after 8 years of a progressive Democrat in the White House, things have not improved. A lot of folks are hurting. A lot of folks are looking for work. A lot of folks haven't seen a pay increase in some time. And that's a problem.
Exactly. Well, Liz, we're out of time. Israel Ortega, writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives, is always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez, 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
View ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when my baby smiles at me, I'll go to Rio.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, and it is time. Speaking of which, for James Hurston, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, great to be with you. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, man. Always good to have you along. Hey, these hackers and Hillary, boy, I'll tell you, it's like the unending song here. What's going on?
Well, we just, you know, went through these news reports where three Democratic Party institutions were hacked all in a very short period of time. The DNC, we know about them being hacked because of the WikiLeaks dump. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, they were hacked. And the Hillary Clinton campaign offices, their files were hacked. And so they've been asking, well, gosh, all we hear about are hacks on Democrat institutions.
Exactly.
What about the Republicans? Well, we haven't heard about them, but an explanation might have a lot to do with the fact that Hillary Clinton had that home-based server that had a lot of data that was unprotected. And we all know, that our personal computers have been hacked.
Sure.
The congressional investigation showed that the computer was unprotected for at least 3 months, that had no protection, that there had been attempted cyber attacks from China, Korea, Germany, and Russia. Interestingly enough, when Hillary Clinton was asked about it, she said there was no evidence of any cyber attackers from Russia or China. There was evidence. And even FBI Director James Comey talked about the fact that Hillary used her mobile device in what he called sophisticated adversaries' territory. Well, Hillary was in Russia, she was in China, she was in a lot of places using her mobile device, and what a cybersecurity expert that was quoted in the New York Times. His name is James Lewis, who worked for the government. Mm-hmm. He said if Hillary used it in Russia or China, they got the data.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even Guccifer, Marcel Lahel, a.k.a. Guccifer, has told the media that he hacked Hillary's server and that he knew lots of other hackers did. So what happens when they hack Hillary's server?
Let me ask you this, though, James. I mean, where she was at in these areas, these target-rich areas to be hacked, that's kind of like leaving your keys in your car in downtown L.A.?
Yes, exactly. And the server in her home was similarly like leaving your keys in your car in front of your house in South Central L.A.
With a sign saying keys inside the ignition, come and get it, right?
Come and get it. So what do they get, though? They get every email address of everyone that she has corresponded with. They get the emails themselves and all the content. So we've all experienced something called phishing.
Phishing, yes.
Just about everyone who uses their computer, you get these emails. They look a little suspicious. They say they're coming from PayPal. They say they're coming from Amazon. Or they say they're coming from a bank. And you just have to click on this little link and update your stuff. And but there's another kind of phishing that hackers use called spear phishing with PH in front of it. And what they do is they'll send an email to someone who is in an organization, say a democratic institution. The email looks like it's coming from a person that has authority. So maybe your boss.
Yeah, somebody within the organization.
You're right. And it'll have content that you're familiar with. So it'll say, you remember the email I sent you last week about the subject of the campaign? Well, there's a memo that I've drafted. I need you to read right away. So they have an attachment, and people will fall for it easier. They'll click the attachment. Inside the attachment is an embedded executable program that takes over the computer. And guess what they get? They get passwords. They can hack all these DNC-related things because the vast majority of people that were on Hillary's server were people involved in the Democratic Party. So she is responsible not only for her gross negligence, her recklessness that James Comey described in his presentation that undermined national security, but she is responsible for these hacks that have occurred. And now here's Julian Assange saying he's got another big dump that it might result in her getting arrested.
Yeah,
and it's
going
to deal with a whole
indictable
host of other scandals, if you can believe it.
Exactly. Well, you can believe it. I mean, why not? But yet she tells us with a straight face, and this is her story. She's sticking to it. You know, it's kind of like what Dinesh D'Souza said. It's all about the con. I mean, she's not going to give up the con, so she's holding on to it. And she's, you know, she's not even pleading plausible deniability. She's just flat out saying it didn't happen.
No, she is saying it didn't happen and I'll never do it again. It's the most astounding thing you've ever seen. I mean, her lies are done with this casualness that only the Clintons do, you know, with the finger wag and I did not have sex. It's amazing the way they lie. It's very well performed. It's as if they've attended a seminar of some kind.
Well, and it's almost, and it's spread throughout the culture of the DNC. That's the deal to me that's so shocking, that this is just the tip of the iceberg, what you're seeing with her. And I'm curious to see if what Julian Assange has to share with us is going to be something that's going to really demonstrate the systemic issue that the DNC and their whole ideology is about.
But the problem is, and we talked about this on your show last week, I mean, we had this WikiLeaks dump. It didn't just impact Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC. It impacted the integrity of the Democrat Party, and the media dropped it. They stopped covering the story, just like they failed to cover Patricia Smith, the mother of someone slain at Benghazi, and
Sean Smith's
all
mom.
Their energy on this Kaiser Khan thing.
Right.
Yeah, amazing. And, amazing how they went all over that, but yet they will drop the ball. And here, Pat Smith has been maligned three ways to Sunday by Hillary, and all she's saying is, look, Hillary lied to her. Her son is there in a casket in a meeting with the three other bodies, and she says it's all about a video. Now, all of a sudden, publicly, she's saying, well, you know, that woman's delusional. She must be, you know, she was upset and bereaving and grieving and
she's
stuff like that.
She's calling in essence saying that she has a mental problem and she doesn't remember properly, which is more insulting of Pat Smith than anything Trump ever said about Khan. As a matter of fact, Trump said that Khan seems like a great guy. That's what he said. Then he went on to say that his wife didn't say anything. Maybe she was instructed. Maybe she was instructed not to. And that's it. And the media took that and conflated it into this ridiculous meme that's now still going on as we speak, still all over CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CBS. And it's the bias is gone to a level that is incomprehensible.
Well, are they reporting anything about Khan's background at all?
No, nothing. Nothing. Again, nothing about the fact that he has a dog in the hunt, that he, in fact, worked for a law firm that represented the Clintons, that represented Saudi Arabia, that now he's involved in the immigration world, packaging visas for people coming over from the Middle East. And he's involved in a group that tries to get Muslims to register to vote. This is a lifelong Democrat we're talking about. So, I mean, he's a partisan guy, obviously, because he was there for one purpose. He was to be used as a weapon against the Republican nominee, which is, and it's amazing. No, there is no stories about his background.
Right.
It's sacrosanct. We can't talk about it. But I just did.
Well, yeah, well, you know, shame on us here. Well, you know, again, we're trying to get down to the truth and give some people a balanced perspective here. And this is what's driving everybody nuts, James, as you know, is that even the Democrats who have been, you know, doing, you know, grape juice shooters here all along, you know, they're kind of questioning and going, well, maybe there is alcohol in here. Maybe I am a little, you know, delusional myself on this. Because, you know, how far down the road do you buy into the lie before you're so, you know, you got to be embarrassed at some point. I mean, you know, Hillary, I think she's beyond embarrassment, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the ilk there. But, you know, I got to believe there's legitimate Democrats that are going, wait a minute, you know, you guys are asking me to, you know, this is, I'm going too far down the road with you here.
No, well, except there's a significant percentage of Democrats who vote for a purpose other than what's good for the country. And if they're in that category, nothing will shake them from the party. Mm-hmm. If they believe that their benefits will be eliminated, that they're dependent on, they will stay with the party. If they believe that their practices that they think could be undermined in terms of you know, the so-called reproductive rights, they'll stick with the party. So there are ulterior motives that will just deny, you know, it's like somebody said, well, if Lucifer ran under the Democratic ticket, Lucifer'd get 40% of the vote.
Yeah, yeah, he would. That is absolutely incredible. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, you know, thank you for keeping us abreast on this. Of course, the saga will continue, won't it?
Oh, it's going to continue, and we're not going to have slow news days ever again.
Well, put out the tarp, because it's getting messy, and it's only getting messier, which is what we predicted, and it's happening according to expectation. James Hurston, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day, buddy.
You too now. Thanks for having me.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.